Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here. Ever find yourself drowning in a sea of self-doubt? You know that feeling when your inner critic throws shade harder than a drag queen on opening night? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? This podcast isn't about accepting that negativity. It's about kicking those nasty thoughts to the curb and stepping into your own radiant power. Because honey, you deserve to shine. Today, we're diving deep into the art of silencing that inner critic and embracing a wave of positive self-talk. Trust me, it's not just about chanting, "I'm fabulous," in the mirror, although, that can be pretty empowering too. It's about rewiring your brain to recognize and challenge those negative thoughts before they take over. Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you on this journey. First off, get curious. When that inner critic pipes up with its usual spiel, pause for a second and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Often, these criticisms stem from past experiences or insecurities, not from any actual truth about who you are. Next, remember that your self-worth isn't measured by external validation. You don't need likes, approval, or a trophy to be worthy of love and respect. Your inherent value shines through simply because you exist. Now, let's talk about the power of affirmations. I'm not talking about those cheesy lines that feel forced. Think about what truly resonates with you, statements that empower and uplift you. Write them down, say them out loud, and let them sink deep into your subconscious. Remember, you are a walking masterpiece, deserving of all the good things life has to offer. And speaking of good things, celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finish that project? Rock that presentation? Nail that workout? Give yourself a high five and acknowledge your accomplishments. Finally, remember that this is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Surround yourself with positive people who uplift and encourage you. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you messed up a presentation or didn't get that promotion you wanted. What did your inner critic say? Did those harsh words paralyze you, or did you find the strength to bounce back? I bet there were moments when you could have crumbled, but you chose to rise above. That, my friends, is the spirit of overcoming negative self-talk, choosing resilience over resignation. So remember these key takeaways. Challenge your inner critic, embrace your worthiness, practice positive affirmations, celebrate your wins, and be patient with yourself. You've got this. I know you do. Now go out there and slay those doubts like the fierce queen you are. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a dose of self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.